This is The Gardening Show
with Master Gardener Bob Harris
on WESB.
Presented by Worth W. Smith Hardware.
Call the show 368-WESB.
That's 368-9372.
Now you're listening to The Gardening Show on B107.5 FM, WESB. Andy Paulson in the big chair today with Master Gardener Bob Harris. We have our phone lines wide open today, 814-368-9372. That's 814-368-WESB. You can also email us at garden@wesb.com. And we're normally on Facebook Live. I'm still trying to get into Facebook right now, so it's going to be a couple of minutes if you usually watch online and listen to the radio. I know some people do that kind of strange thing. I do it from time to time. We'll be up again in a moment or two. And good morning, Bob. We're in the dog days of summer with the heat again.
I want to start out today, though, Andy, talking about the Art in the Garden. It's a garden tour in Bradford. It's going to be held August 7th. That's Sunday. And the times will be from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Then after the garden tour, there'll be a gala that will take place, and that's going to at Graham's Greenhouse, and that'll be from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. I highly suggest trying to get involved with this. This is only a once a year thing, and it's pretty neat. You get to visit 12 gardens in Bradford. Many of them, some of the best gardens around, and you get to talk to the homeowners and other people. It's also a pretty doggone good social event, which, you know, we haven't had many social events for a couple years.
Oh, I know. It's
so it's pretty nice, and it's really needed at this time. So, you know, you get a hold of Graham's Greenhouse or I don't know who. On Facebook, you should be able to find how to get your tickets and information and take advantage of this. This is really a big deal here. Like I said, 12 gardens and some of the finest gardens. I know some of the gardens, and believe me, you're going to be quite surprised and pleased with what you're going to see. So take advantage of that. Another thing I wanted to talk about was, and I'd like to thank a lot of people for sending me congratulations. I just celebrated my 30th year as a master gardener.
Well, definitely, congratulations!
Yeah, and so I wanted to talk a little bit about what the master gardeners do. There's a lot of gardeners speak like me. They're in the state. There's been 807 single session or virtual in-person presentations. There's been 296 radio and TV internet spots. 454 news articles published in newspapers, magazines, or external newsletters. The Master Gardeners teach 247 displays at county and regional events, 73 virtual in-person conferences with multiple sessions, 83 community gardens, 37 youth camps, and they've taught in 281 schools. Master Gardeners also partner with 470 community, nonprofit, and county organizations. And the Master Gardeners also donate 470 community nonprofit and county organizations donate altogether all 26,000 pounds of fresh produce, 17,000 plants, and 6,000 seed packets. So it's a busy group. I invite you to join. You can find the Master Gardeners on the internet, or call the County Cooperative Extension here in Bradford and take the classes and become a Master Gardener. You by what I've told you, you can see that they've been very, very active and doing a lot of things all the time, is donated. But one real recent one here, very important, the Master Gardeners got big groups together and went down to southern Pennsylvania where Flight 93 crashed, and are fixing up the place so that when the survivors or survivors' relatives show up, at least they'll have a nice place to look at. So I really thank all those people, Master Gardeners, that went down there, did a lot of work. They hauled away, pulled a lot of weeds, hauled away a lot of brush, cleaned up the whole area to make it inviting for the festivities that are going to happen.
And speaking of Facebook, I've been having trouble logging into Facebook this morning. We are live on Facebook now. Good morning to everybody across the country and around the world. All the people out there. I got a tip from Igor before he left for the weekend saying that there was a special message in our Facebook inbox for B107.5 FM. And I just now got into it.
Oh.
And it was about you being recognized evening for your 30 years from a little lady named Judy. I think you might have heard of her.
Oh, I think I have. Yeah.
So where did they honor you?
We went to the Barrel House restaurant in Kane and had our dinner. A lot of people showed up. It was pretty neat. A lot of people got awards there. So it was pretty nice, and it's the first meeting we've really been able to have in quite some time, so it was nice to touch base with all the other Master Gardeners.
Now, if you'd like to wish Bob some congratulations on 30 years as a Master Gardener, the phone lines are open, 814-368-9372, 814-368-WESB, for those of us who still remember letters on the dial. We've also got our email box open, garden@wesb.com. That's especially handy if you want to send photos for Bob to look at to diagnose what may be wrong with one of your plants. Or during the week, if you think of something at the last second and we're off the air, you can send the email there as well.
Right.
So it's been a really weird week for weather. I've had limbs knocked off the tree in my front yard. It's a maple, and in the fall, for like 5 days, it's a beautiful red.
Yeah.
And then just everything falls off. But I remember when we moved into that house 5 years ago, the tree had just been planted probably about a decade before. It was barely 8 feet tall, and now it's past the third story and going up, growing something amazing.
Yeah.
It's just, there's something about this area and maple.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Maple and oak and several other varieties really like this area. And I'm glad you brought that up, Andy, because I really wanted to talk about that a little bit to everybody. So if you want to get rid of the bugs in your yard or else get the population down, plant a tree. If you want to invite birds into your yard, plant a tree. If you have a lot of kids and pets playing in your yard and they need shade, plant a tree. If you want to help cool your house, very important this year, plant a tree. If you want to add beauty, like that red maple, to your yard, plant a tree. If you want to add value to your home, plant a tree. I can't stress that enough, you know. Even if you have a small yard, there are trees that will stay small, but you get the benefit of a tree in a lot of ways. Or if you want to honor a relative or a loved one,
as we
plant
were talking about a couple of weeks ago,
there's a lot of reasons to plant a tree, and it's an easy thing to do, really. So I really highly recommend look into it, and There's a tree variety for just about every location.
Oh, we mentioned oak and maple do well around here. Do any fruit trees grow well in this
The apple
area?
Just loves the Bradford area.
I keep forgetting the apple.
That's a great one. Cherry is a good one. Peach and pear. They're all great here. So, yeah, lots of nice fruit trees. There are some exotics, too, that that we can try if we have the right kind of protection. Persimmon and plums. And the list can go on. There's a lot of neat fruit trees. And, boy, is that rewarding when you can go out in your own yard and pick your own fruit that you've watched grow and mature to the ripeness. And, of course, wildlife taking advantage of it, too. That's that's a good benefit, too, letting wildlife take advantage of your the tree you plant, the fruit tree.
Of course,
fruit
the, tree. The apple tree will bring the deers into your yard.
Yeah,
though.
It will. And a lot of other guys. Mm-hmm. And they can be a joy to watch, and you're doing a good thing, really.
814-368-9372, 814-368-WESB. If you have a question about trees or what's going on in your garden and you'd like to ask Master Gardener for 30 years, Bob Harris, give us a call, or you can email us at garden@WESB.com. Right now, we're going to step away for a moment. Listen to our friends at Worth W. Smith, and we'll be right back on The Gardening Show on B107.5 FM.
If you need it, you'll find it at Worth W. Smith Company Hardware. Stay comfortable this summer with a room air conditioner from Worth Smith. Get them while they last. Doing some drainage work? You'll find culvert pipes 6-inch to 48 in 20-foot lengths. Lots of wheelbarrows in stock, too. Doing some camping? Visit their new RV parts department for your quick repairs. There's a big supply of canopies in stock, too. And don't forget to fill up your propane tanks. If you need it for summer, you'll find it at Worth W. Smith Company Hardware in Bradford.
You're listening to The Gardening Show on B107.5 FM. Andy Paulson in the big chair running the equipment for Master Gardener Bob Harris. And a little reminder, I'm going to be back in this chair again tonight because I'm going to be overseeing things on this side for the Big 30 game.
All right.
We've got the Big 30 football game tonight on B107.5 FM on 100.7. Excuse me, 100.1. I'm flashing back to my old days in Atlantic City. 100.1, The Hero, and also streaming online at WBRRFM.com. So if you've got friends who've moved away or are out of our listening area, send them to WBRRFM.com tonight and you can hear the Big 30 game. So we were talking about privacy plants while we were off the air.
Yes, indeed. So some of us do like our privacy, and, or we want to do some sound remediation. And with plants, it's easy to accomplish. And when you plant trees, shrubs, perennials, vines, or evergreens to block a view or sound, we can also add a lot of beauty to our yard. So there's a lot of choices. You know, it's going to depend on sun and shade. A wet area, a dry area, to you know if how you're going to choose your plants, and it may even depend on whether you want just the privacy through the spring, summer, fall, or do you want it all year round, even through the winter. So if you want it through the winter, of course you're going to have to plant some evergreens, and a lot of choices to choose from there, and so if we just need it through the spring and summer, we can plant just perennials. Perennials, a plant that lives all through the season, dies back in the winter, and then comes back again the next spring. That's a perennial. But there's a lot of nice vines to choose from, too. We have to build a support for the vines to climb on, but they can make a very nice privacy, too. One thing I like to see with a privacy, especially if you have a long area you're trying to accomplish the privacy, is not just to plant one kind of plant all in a row. It becomes almost like a hedge, and it can look right in the right places, but for many of us, it's just not real pleasing. So sometimes what I would suggest is say you're going to do some evergreens, some arborvitaes. They're very popular. They're an upright growing evergreen, grow very well in this area. And some of them are even deer proof in this area or deer resistant. There's really no such thing as deer proof.
Because the deers are very persistent.
Yeah, they are. So what I like to do sometimes is I might plant three arborvitaes and then a space I'll plant like a rhododendron. Just to break up that long line that looks like a hedge. And again, nothing against hedges. But just to break up that line and give it some more interest. You can do that with the perennials too. As a screen, I like to use ornamental grasses as a screen. A lot of those can get 5, 6, 7 foot tall. But once in a while, break it up with a different type of plant or a whole nother color of plant just to break up that whole line. And it makes that privacy screen just look a lot more pleasing to everyone. So again, make sure you know if it's a sunny place or a shady place. Choose the right plants for that location. Decide whether it's going to be a wet place or a dry place, especially wet. A lot of plants can't survive through the winter if it's wet in that area all winter. So there are ways to correct that. You can build a mound and then plant on top of that mound, or choose plants that accept a wet area. So do some research. Even go down to Graham's Greenhouse and quiz them. They're going to lead you in the right direction. Mm-hmm. So you can get the right plant material for that privacy screen. It's a great thing to do and add a lot of value to your home too. Also, like I said, it can even be a sound deadener, especially if you're on a busy road or a neighborhood where there's a lot of noises. That privacy screen can be very, very beneficial in that case.
Here's a question I have. We've been talking for years about starting a vegetable garden.
Okay.
In the spring, most likely. And finally, we started making our preparations, getting our tools together, planning the seeds that we're going to be using. We're planning on some cucumbers, some watermelon, some cilantro, maybe some lettuce. What do we need to do this year to start prepping the ground for planting in the spring?
Okay. If you're going to build raised beds, it's a good idea to start that right now. Get the lumber, build the beds. Now, you don't have to use lumber. You can just make a raised bed out of a mound, but it's real popular to build it out of lumber or some kind of material so it doesn't get a lot of weed infiltration into it, and it's a little easier for you to maintain the raised bed. But if you're doing it right on flat ground and it's an area that's grassy, now is the time that you want to cover that area with a black plastic that will kill off the grass, and it's got to be on there all the way up until spring to ensure that you're going to kill off the grass that's underneath. Then you can bring in or till up that soil, and it should be pretty much weed-free. There's no such thing as weed-free, no matter what you do, but it'll be pretty much weed-free. Then you can till it up and add as many amendments to it as possible. And what I mean by amendments is my favorite, of course, is peat moss. Till that into the ground. Compost, old leaves, when you do the fall cleanup, add anything you can, any organic material you can to build that soil up, and that it makes it a lot better for you in the long run.
814-368-WESB, 814-368-9372, and we have a caller on the line. Good morning, you're on with Bob.
Good morning, gentlemen. Bob, congratulations on your award. Enjoy listening to you every week.
Thank you.
Hey, I have a question here. I have a couple above ground garden boxes. And in the one box, I put three zucchini plants, and they were growing like gangbusters, like everything else has. and all of a sudden they started wilting, dying.
Yeah.
And I miracle-growed them multiple times, thought I had them perked back up, and then I just let them go because it was obvious to me I wasn't going to save them.
Yeah.
Well, I saw a gentleman at one of my stops this week, and he told me that there's a fungus out there that will kill zucchini. And before he answers, I want to add just a little more. In the next box over, I have yellow squash, and they're thriving. I'm picking them every day, and also have a couple cucumber vines. And this gentleman asked me about the cucumbers, if they were suffering as well, which they were. I did manage to keep them going. Now, mind you, the zucchini probably died probably a month ago. And now the cucumbers are really struggling. And I water them pretty much every day, try to keep them as healthy as I can. And all the soil is like bag purchased soil from a garden store.
Okay, yeah.
Is there anything I can do to eliminate that problem happening in the future, and also anything I can do to save the cucumber vine?
Yeah, there are some things. If it is a fungus, and I kind of question that, you know, it's a good possibility, especially this year, that with the heat and humidity, fungus can run rampant in our yard. But also with squash, it's common to get the squash vine borer. It's a little beetle that bores into the stem of the squash and lays its eggs, and they pupate into little worms that feed inside the stem. So you don't see them. And they will cause a wilt that otherwise a good healthy plant will wilt, because that little borer's in there, taking away the vascular system of the plant so it can't get enough water. So that's one case. And you can check for that earlier in the season. You look underneath the leaf, and right along the main vein of the leaf, right down the center of the leaf, if you see little eggs there, then you know that you should do some treatment for the squash vine borer. It's common in this area, common everywhere. But for the fungus that may be occurring, which you think it is there's a lot of home remedies, baking soda and water we can spray on. There's a lot of fungicides on the market. There's even one that I've talked about before that's becoming more and more popular, and that's mixing a little bit of hydrogen peroxide in water and spraying the plant with that. Now, that's liquid oxygen. And that fungus doesn't like all that oxygen, and the plant does, so the plant can get back its health and fight off that fungus. And sometimes that can be a success for you. But sometimes Mother Nature just throws us that curveball. Hot, humid summer, we're going to get powdery mildew and other funguses on plants, especially if we don't have good air circulation. But you should have good air circulation being in those raised beds.
The hydrogen peroxide, that's the three glugs?
Yeah, three glugs in your watering can, or a glug or two in a spray bottle, and spray it on, and that will benefit the plant a great deal. This was discovered many years ago by rose growers, because roses always get a lot of fungal and disease problems. And they started that, and they have found that a big rose grower that if they do this once a week, then the plant can recover. The plant's much stronger, flowers a lot more. And it's led into the home gardening. We discovered it too, and it's can be highly beneficial. I've used it myself a few times.
Is that what you recommend I do with these?
So I would try that spraying that hydrogen peroxide on. Now, you got to mix it with water. You don't want to use straight hydrogen peroxide.
That'll burn.
Yeah. So they say, you know, in a little quart bottle, one cap full or two capfuls in there, and spray it on the leaves. And then in your watering can, tip the bottle so it goes glug, glug into your watering can. Water it right into the root system of the plant. That'll give it that big burst of oxygen. And the plant can get healthy again.
Well, I will try that right now. I appreciate your time, gentlemen. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you for calling. We've got time. Actually, we don't have time for another call. So, like I said, garden
at WESB.com. If you're just thinking of questions now, we will get to them next week. Also, if you want to send photos, you had one more thing you wanted to talk about quick?
Yeah, solar lights.
That's it.
Solar lights. Yeah. Yeah. Because I'm discovering, I grow all my tomato plants in containers, and some of the containers are in a different area than others, but the ones that are doing the least good are doing poorly are the ones where I have solar lights. And I should know better than this. Solar lights can affect your plant material, can cause some plants not to flower, some plants not to grow as well as they should, because they think it's just sunny all the time and there's no need to produce flower and fruit when the weather or sunlight is that extreme. So be careful if you do see an area in your garden that just isn't doing well. Look into that too. Is there a solar light there that comes on at night, changing the environment for that plant and causing it to do funny things?
You've been listening to The Gardening Show on B107.5 FM WESB with Master Gardener Bob Harris. Once again, if you've got questions during the week, we will happily tackle them on next week's show. Email them to us at garden@wesb.com. Stay tuned now for the ARG News Review with Nick Youngs here on B107.5 FM. Have a good day.